When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Tommy.
Yeah.
Remember I just came home and I told you a story that came from my friend? You guys, this is a PSA.
What did you just say?
Do not trust your Apple Watch ever again. She told me this whole thing. I end up coming home and sharing the whole story with you. And then I look down and I see my Apple Watch freaking picked up the conversation and texted it back.
Snitch.
Into
snitch watch.
My text thread.
That's a snitch watch.
Oh my God, I died. Thank God it texted it back to her. And guys, remember, like, you are no longer safe when you're alone in a room. If your Apple Watch is strapped onto you, no, honey, you can go viral.
Any devices, phone too, any of your shit.
No, honey.
Picks that up, man.
You can go viral.
You definitely could.
Careful out there.
You definitely could.
Oh my God. Welcome back, Dirties. This week is about Tommy and I's first press tour together. At this point, we're engaged, and the world who knows us is probably shook to the core that I actually met a man, stayed with him, and now he's proposed. Let's be real. I don't think a lot of people ever expected me to end up in a good place. We get invited to New York for a massive press tour. And this is Tommy's first time being in the public eye with like multiple news outlets and reporters. And like we're whisked from one location to the next, meeting people that want to ask us about every juicy detail. And what we're most excited for is doing Watch What Happens Live together with Andy Cohen. One thing you guys might not know is that all that glitters is not gold. Whenever I see someone I'm a big fan of showing up to do Watch What Happens Live, I always have this beautiful picture of how perfect their life is painted like in my mind. Like, wow, look at how gorgeous she is. And she's smiling and like the excitement of live TV. Because when you're a Bravoholic and a Bravolebrity, this is like the biggest thing that we do. When you do Watch What Happens Live, they fly you business. And I would say it is a treat to be able to go with your man back to his hometown where I get to see all of my NYC friends. And then I'm meeting the McKay boys for the first time. That is so nerve-wracking because I really care what these guys are going to think of me. And now that I'm engaged, I'm not just meeting his buddies for no reason. He's introducing his lifelong friends to his fiance. Me. So I really wanted to make sure that I'm making a good impression. I wanted to make sure that they liked me. I wanted to make sure that I looked my best. I wanted to make sure that I was putting my best foot forward, making a first impression, because you can never make a first impression twice.
The McCabes are, you know, they're like my brothers. You know, they're three brothers. Anybody that was in my bridal party.
They're all very handsome. They're all very strong and tall and cute. And
anybody that was in my bridal party, I consider a brother to me. You know, that's how there was 12 guys. And the Capes are three of those guys, Johnny, Billy, and Michael. Johnny was my best man. I love those guys to death. They're real good stock. They're salt of the earth, as people like to say. They get along with everybody, and you can't not like the McCabes. It's just like, it's like a rule.
We're really excited because I'm around all my friends that I only get to see once in a while. I get to meet all of your friends, and like, I'm very turned on by this environment of like meeting your childhood buddies. These guys feel like my brothers to be. Like, I immediately get the warm and fuzzies. Like, the way that the McCabes are, it feels right. It feels like these guys are going to have my back for the rest of my life because these are Tommy's guys. And you know, it could have gone any way, but it really just was such a jovial, what do you call that? Like, it was just such a good time.
It was serendipitous. It was very good time. We had a lot of fun. You know, it was fleeting. It went by real fast. Like, we were only there for 3 days, 2 days, 3 nights. And one of those nights is the show. The other nights you're traveling. So it's like, it was a whirlwind and a lot of booze, but it was a really, really, really good time.
Yes. When you meet somebody that you're meeting for the first time, you feel like you might be judged. I didn't feel judged by your friends at all. Like, I felt welcomed. I felt like I was included already in a family. I felt like I was being inducted into a family.
And you had enough on your plate. You know, like I said, it's live TV, bro. You know what I mean? That's the endorphins start going. It's crazy, man. It's not everybody's ever going to experience that in their life. So again, I'll stay to to my deathbed. My friends are never going to be the problem, are never going to be what you have to worry about.
Definitely
they're the best.
Not.
So
definitely not.
If you need something, they'll run and get it for you. Like, you know, they're there to be your support system, to let you know that you look great, to let you know that this is all, you know, to be grateful. This is all something we should be grateful for. This is something that would be exciting and embrace the moment. And it was a really good time.
Your friends have such a profound understanding of what it is like to be living and breathing and appreciative and blessed. They're so down to earth about, like, genuine about everything that they say. They mean what they say. And there was no, like, let me size her up and decide whether or not she's good enough for Tommy. I would have had to really,
nah, Tommy's
really
saying
fuck
she's
up.
Good enough. So then she is. You know what I'm saying?
Not Tommy saying she's good enough. Tommy's saying, this is my woman.
Yes. Like, that Tommy's saying that she's the one, so then she's good. You know what I mean? Like,
she's
we don't
it.
Have to check. Yeah, that's it.
Not
that's
like it. Persians
yeah.
that are like, who is this clown?
Yeah, and they're going to size you up. They're going to start asking you questions. They're going to,
like,
you know,
read about it
sit on
Reddit.
Their pulpit. Yeah.
Read about it on Reddit, what they say about, like, the first time.
Oh,
Tommy, my friends.
Forget it.
It's not like, well, you know, is she here for the right reasons? Like, what is she looking for? What does she want from him? Like, I'm sure there was something I could have done wrong to rub them the wrong way, but I really would have had to fuck up.
Nah, it's just like I said, pull up a chair, man, have a drink. Let's, you know, let's bust each other's balls, number one.
Oh, it's so true. So this trip is a triple whammy because A, I'm going to meet more of your super close friends and family. B, we're doing an engagement press tour. And C, we're going to be on Watch What Happens Live TV, which is all three a big deal on their own. When you're meeting Persian friends and family, Persians, you know already that we tend to be very judgmental. So I didn't know if I was going to be dealing with the same thing meeting the McCabe boys. I was nervous because I wanted them to like me and I wanted it to go smooth. Was it going to go smooth? Right now, I'm just getting my ducks in a row. We're on our way to New York, and this is all a dream and play. When you get into New York City, you always want to start hitting the bars with your friends, going out, because it's Manhattan. Like, who doesn't want to? You want to party all night, but in fact, you have glam coming to your tiny little hotel room around approximately 5 a.m. Therefore, I'm nervous. Like, is my outfit right? Did I get it pressed? Is it crinkled? Does it fit right? Did I remember if I needed it to be dry cleaned or tailored? Did I bring the right shoes? Are my bra straps going to stick out? There are so many things that you get nervous about when you're doing TV and media outlets. That's the first thing that you have to remember. When you're doing a work trip, work is work, man. You might be lucky to be able to end the day having, like, a drink or a dinner with friends, but you're here for work. And press, it sounds fun, it sounds glamorous, but it's highly stressful. You have to be on your A game and
all day.
Yes.
You don't just do one press thing today and then tomorrow. It's a full day event of press. So you go from one press, you go from people to us to Page Six to,
exactly.
You know, I grew up reading the Post. I'm from New York. I always read the Post. It's like, oh, wow. That, for me, it was real daunting to say, I'm going to go sit down with my hometown paper and be on point, be memorable, be so, you know, give a quote that they're going to, that if you wrote an article, someone would want to read, you know?
Yes.
So it's a lot of, it's a lot, man. It's a lot of mind that you don't necessarily think, like she said, the glitz and glamour of it is all great. You don't really think about that work aspect, and that part is definitely work. Not everybody could do it. You know, I got friends that could barely read. You know what I mean? Like, not everybody could do that, could go sit there and be grilled about shit. You know what I mean? And the same thing, more or less. Okay, House Shah season, whatever. Tell us about it. And like, so you have to keep them engaged. And like I said, man, she don't get enough credit for how arduous a task that is. It's work. It's not all glitz and glamour.
And when you go from one place to another, you might be climbing up a flight of stairs and you get there and you're sweaty and there might not be a mirror for you to check. Maybe they're like, whisk you into a room and they're like, all right, MJ, let's go, let's go, let's go.
No mind about it. For her, you know, like, she, women don't sweat, they glisten. She would go, I fucking sweat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was sweating like an animal, bro.
Down.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was an interrogation, dude. Like, I got waterboarded.
Yes.
It was crazy.
You had, like,
I had the same outfit on all day, so I had, like, the fucking big sweatband. Bro, you could have washed your feet in my sweat.
Oh,
the
gross.
Sweat pits in my, it is what it is.
No,
I had a jacket on. I was trying to look nice. It's like, what the fuck am I doing, bro? This is crazy.
And you were being offered like napkins for your forehead.
People were offering. They weren't prepared either. It wasn't like they had prepared like, you know, for a sweat day. It was like, all right, we'll get you napkins from like the coffee room. You know what I mean?
Someone will be like,
you know, just blot myself down. Yeah, man, it was crazy.
People would be like, MJ, you look okay. Tommy, you need a shower?
Yeah.
Seriously, though, I envy the people who can travel with their glam that will follow them and like touch them up all day long and be like, oh, wait, you have a hair out of place and you need a little sweat blotting and like you need a refresher. Like those people who have that glam team following them, like I don't blame them because they are going to come out looking great. And they probably also have stylists that are going to make sure that their outfits are on point.
And the traffic is bananas in New York, you know, so even if you're 10 minutes early, you're 10 minutes late. So like wherever you get, you're running behind. Like you're supposed to be there already. So it's really whist. You're like, you got to move. You got to have some fun. And my wife never moves, but she's on point. Like she's ready to go.
You have to be.
And
you have to make sure that you don't spend all your energy in the morning. Like if your body crashes, you better man up and pep it up because maybe you're in the car for 45 minutes and you're tired and you're sluggish. All that energy transferring into an interview counts for a lot. And now you and I, babe, we're doing press together. And suddenly I realized, do we want to coordinate our outfits? Because you're wearing a really nice suit with a button-down shirt and a handkerchief, a pocket square.
Yeah, not a suit, but a blazer and a button-down. Yeah.
And then I didn't realize until the last second, wait a minute, I think we want to be coordinated, don't we? Like, coordinated in color, like matching.
No, my pocket square had to be coordinated with your outfit.
That's it, like, now you can't just dress for yourself. You have to dress as a couple.
Yeah, but I can't reiterate that enough, that that press day is a lot, man. It's a lot. You're all day on your feet. You got to be on point. You got to be sharp. It's a lot that, you know, people don't really recognize or realize.
You do one, you're super high off that press, but hold up, you've got like seven more to go.
You have that high where you leave the interview and you feel good. It'd be one thing if you went right to the next room and you did another one.
Yes.
And when, you know, like the Super Bowl, that's how it works.
Like Julia Roberts does it in one room.
Yeah.
And the media outlet has to come to that one place.
Exactly. Because that's not how it works. You got to go
good.
To them.
Yeah, that's good. Like if you're Brad Pitt, you are in one hotel room and they all come to you. But us, we drive to each and every place. One might be 5 minutes, one might be 50 minutes. What if you're sweating?
No, they're all close, but it's in New York, the traffic, especially you're talking about a regular work day. It's bananas, dude, you know, in that area. It's a clusterfuck.
If you're thirsty for water, you might not be able to, like,
that's
ask
the only thing you might
it.
Get. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You maybe might get some water because that's good.
Voice.
But, like, if you haven't eaten or if, you know.
Oh, my God, that's the one thing. You don't eat because then what if you have to poop? And what if you have to pee in an inopportune time? So you do go running on empty and then fumes.
Basically caffeine. They'll get you coffee and water. So you'll have 6 cups of coffee. You feel like, you
oh,
know,
you're
a tweaker. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, all right.
You're a tweaker.
Bursting out of your skin. And, yeah,
you're dehydrated at this point from all
like
the
a pig.
Caffeine. The elevator might have been hot on your way in.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Some of
yeah.
them, you have to walk up a fire escape.
Yeah, because that's the other part, too. They, you know, some of them, they, not to, you know, she's not Brad Pitt. She's not Julia Roberts, but she's on TV.
No,
she's been
she's
on
not.
TV for a long time. Sometimes they want to take you the back way.
Oh,
and
did
the
we
back
mention?
Ways usually don't have AC. Don't usually, they usually like, you know, you stepped over a rat. It's, so it's definitely not all glitz and glamour.
Did we mention you're in high heels all day? I don't know how
well,
many.
I'm not, but you are.
I mean, you're in uncomfortable Jordans. I'm in high heels that start to really hurt because we're walking way too much in shoes that should be only sat in.
Yeah, nobody's fucking taking
and
a picture
I'm
of
not
our feet.
Saying, I'm not
you know
saying,
what I mean? Like, the one thing we could have done is wear comfortable
no,
shoes.
No, you got to have good yeah. shoes for the outfits because you're doing endless amount of photos. By the time we are done with this harrowing day, our feet are busted and swollen and they hurt and they're numb and we have blisters.
Then you got to go do Watch What Fucking Happens Live. It's the whole reason you're there. You know what I mean? So like you can't like say, all right, whew, cool, let's go back. Let's go to sleep. You know what I mean? Let's go out for a nice dinner or, you know, really. No, bro. Then you got to go back. She's got to do another outfit, wardrobe. Real. This is the real one. Now she do got to get some hair and
it's
makeup.
It's like all this other stuff is child's play.
Yeah,
because
stop
this time.
This is live TV, bro.
And we're going to meet Andy. Not me for the first time, but I'm introducing Andy to my fiance, Tommy Fight. And you know, if I'm being honest, I don't know how many people ever thought that I was going to meet somebody that was, you know, gonna, that we were going to make it this far. I mean, we're engaged and I'm not saying that I'm Andy's favorite person on the planet. I know that spot is saved for SJP, but I know that he likes me. I know that he's interested in meeting the guy that's going to be my forever. And speaking of Andy, what does he think about me being engaged to not a Persian guy, but a guy from Howard Beach, Queens, New York?
But at the time, even my friends, they support me. So like, whatever, man, whatever you're doing, we support you. But there definitely was on so her side of the fence, my side of the fence. It was just like, yo, bro, you guys are crazy.
I think a lot of our friends thought our engagement was not going to last.
Yes.
I think a lot of people were like, what are they doing? What are they thinking?
Well, I disagree with you. I agree with you in hearing it.
In the
like
macro.
When they hear it, yeah. Yeah. But when they are around us and they spend time with us, it's like, oh, shit, I see it. I see it now.
When they spend
time with us. You know what I mean? Like when you spend
us,
a little time and you see us.
Then they'll understand.
Yeah. It's like, oh, now I get it. You know what I mean? But when you just hear it, it's like, what? You know, that sounds crazy. We work off of each other. You know what I'm saying? We're the same heartbeat. You know what I mean? We're kismet, bro. We're kismet.
What I think is,
if kismet were a person or people, it would be us.
But your friends didn't get to meet me while we were dating. Your friends met me once I was your fiance.
Well, no, you went to the wedding. When we went to the wedding, but it's different. Like a wedding,
but
again,
was,
it was just that night. You know, there was a lot of alcohol involved. And it wasn't, the night, you know, wasn't about us. It was about my buddy and his wife. You know what I mean? Their wedding. This is something where she sent a stage, bro, between the press tour and, you know, between, you know, the hair and makeup and then going to do Watch What Happens Live for people like me where I'm from Queens. You know what I mean? They're not, you know, you could tell this is her shit, bro. You know what I mean? This is about her and this is her deal. But nevertheless, she still was going to be meeting my friends. So she had, I'm sure, I mean, you could speak for yourself, but I'm sure you had a feel, I'm going to meet Tommy's very close friends too and spend time with them that isn't in the confines of a wedding.
That's why I say it's a triple whammy, because I am super invested in meeting your friends and it is a standalone big deal. So it's double that when we're also doing press about us becoming engaged, and it's triple that when we're doing live TV and meeting Andy.
This was a trip that she really met people that were important to me. And
now that we're engaged, the way that we're meeting people, we're more invested. And I realize I'm not meeting 250 people at a wedding. I'm actually just meeting your core McCabes.
But not just that, you know, all those people at the wedding, you know, real special to me too. But again, it's different. Instead of wedding, you kind of work in a room, you know what I mean? You never have too much conversation with anyone. This is like us sitting in a room, you know, while she's getting hair and makeup done before she goes to watch What Happens Live to get more hair and makeup done. It's just us in the room with her. And if anybody's been to, you know, the Dream in New York or Meatpacking District, the rooms are the size of like a shoebox for like Shaq shoebox is the size of the room. So you got the McCabes, not Billy, because as we said, Billy's not allowed out at night.
Why?
Because Danielle's not letting that go down.
Why?
She's just not. Yeah, you have to have like a permission slip. You know, you have to give like months in advance. You got to put it on the calendar. You can't have just like, it
Billy's
can't be on
not
a whim.
Allowed. Billy's not allowed out?
Yeah, but Michael and Johnny. So it's me, Michael, Johnny, my wife, the hairdresser, all in Shaq's shoebox.
Give me a little bit of a reason why Billy can't go out.
I just told you, his wife's a teacher. And everything is schedule regimented. They got to put it on the calendar, dude. Got work in the morning.
You guys are wild.
But Michael came out and Bill and Johnny came out. And Johnny and Albert, who was my wife's friend, they look identical to each other. I don't know. It's weird. Kismet, as we like to say, that, you know, my best friend
and
her
best friend.
So, yeah, look identical.
And I guess now we have to put a picture of them.
Oh, yeah,
side
we'll post
side.
A picture and let the crowd, you guys tell me.
My mom did say to Johnny once, like,
she said to Albert,
you are Johnny?
Yes. She was, she told me we were playing a switcheroo on her. Meanwhile, at this point, she had met Albert like 20 times.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think it was Johnny that she said it to. She called Johnny Albert.
And Albert got offended because he didn't know. Yeah, he didn't know. But yeah, wild pack of wolves should not be allowed anywhere without a chaperone.
So it was just us alone in this room. You know what I mean? So it's like,
it could be
a stressful situation for her. And it wasn't, you know, we had a lot of fun in the lead up.
We're about to go to Watch What Happens Live. The car service calls the room up and tells us the car is here, ma'am. Like, you can go downstairs now. And I'm like, where the fuck is Tommy? Tommy disappears to go out with the McCabes. And I don't know where the fuck he is. He didn't tell me that they decided to go around the corner to get a drink.
Well, she took forever to fucking come downstairs, bro. It's not like we're trying to expedite things. So it's like, all right, we're going to move it along. We're going
to
go
downstairs.
He's
supposed to be waiting for me in the lobby.
We're going to go wait in the lobby, babe. We'll be in the lobby, okay? So it kind of like gives her a little impetus to get the fuck out, get out the door. And then she takes forever. And there was a line you couldn't just get a drink down there.
Wait.
It was like, a fucking mayhem. So Johnny and Michael, you know, they're from New York. They knew a bar right around the block. So we went around the block.
No, you don't know. There's a bar in the lobby.
The line was too long. It was bananas. And not to be a dick, but I'm also like anybody that stays in the hotel, you know, or that does Watch What Happens Live, for the most part, this is the hotel that they're putting them up in. So there's a ton of fucking Bravo fans in this hotel. Now, I'm Tommy from Shaw's, and we're engaged, so it's, you know, trust me, if you see me on the street, come say hi, man. Let's talk Mets. Let's talk Queens. I'm the nicest guy ever. But at this particular night, I'm with some of, you know, these kids like my brothers. Hadn't seen them in a minute. I just got engaged. I was looking to kind of take out the noise and just have a drink with my brothers.
I totally get it. You wanted to make sure that your friends didn't think that you went Hollywood. And now you're back in New York to hang out with them for the first time in a while. But there's going to be fans coming up to you and be like, oh, Tommy, can we take a picture? And you didn't want, heaven forbid, and you're valid to do so, to let them erroneously think that you went Hollywood.
So like we dipped around the block. It was just, but I didn't tell her.
Thanks for not telling me, because at this point, I expect to see you in the lobby when I get downstairs and you're nowhere to be found. You haven't sent me a text message. And so
we're drinking. Like, we went around the block. Like I said, Johnny knew the bartender there, whatever. Like, we were in a very, very short, plus we've been drinking all day. After all the press, when we got back to the hotel, she's still working at this point. I'm not. So my friend, you know, my brothers are here, we're drinking. And we went to the bar and like I consumed a lot of alcohol in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
From the last time she saw me, let's put it that way. From when I had just left
her. You were sober.
Ish.
You were like one drink in when you left the hotel room to go downstairs. And then I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to stand at the corner. I'm waiting. The car is waiting. And finally, Tommy stumbles around the corner. And now he's no longer sober. He is his beet red, turned up. And now we're going to go to my, I mean, not a big deal, right? I mean, this wasn't like a major stressful buildup.
Yeah, we're going to take a test. I mean, you know what I mean? They're encouraging
like
this behavior.
I'm not nervous. I'm not like at all nervous to introduce you to the world, and you're not going to be on live TV in about an hour, but all right, no big deal. We hop in the car. Now my amazing fiance is a little bit less than 100% his best.
Yeah, no, I was twisted.
But who am I to talk?
When we get there, so they bring us upstairs, you know.
One super cool thing is that Watch What Happens Live producers email you a week in advance to get your drink order, specific like drink order. Like, what would you like? Please send in you and every guest of yours what your drink order is. You get to invite two guests to come hang out with you in the green room. Well, between the Irish guy and the Persian girl, we had an entourage. I
really
bet it was like 10, 20 people.
We really did.
They and they don't even walk in the building with us, which would be the right way to do it because then...
No, they're trickling in.
The producer, exactly. They're trickling in instead of walking in where the producer can be like, all right, these people are really with Maris. They're really with MJ. Let's walk them all up as one group. No, we couldn't be that simple. We couldn't be that nice. We had to just trickle our guests in. I'm upstairs getting my last touches.
So I was being the one to go down to get the people. Every time we went down,
and Tommy,
we would come up and have a drink. You know,
and
we
Tommy,
go down, come up and have a drink.
The reason our entourage was that big is because imagine our friends ask us and they want to come. And we're like, oh, yeah, no, I don't think we have enough room. They only said we can have like one or two people and you're not one of them. You didn't make the cut. That's one of the things that when you say that we're kismet and we're one heartbeat or two pulses, whatever, it's that exact thing that you and I are always going to make room for our family and we're never going to say no. And I feel like the producers at Watch What Happens like understand that. Like, you don't want to talk about not going Hollywood. You never want to exclude your friends and family from a night. So while I'm in glam, Tommy disappears because this motherfucker cannot sit still. I will tell you one thing about you, babe. When you are turned up, you cannot sit still.
I'm all over the yard, bro.
All over the yard.
I'm all over the yard.
And so...
Because if I sit still, I'm going to like want to go to sleep. You know, I want to like, all right, that's it. I'm done.
You're a road runner.
I am the road runner, bro.
Ants in your pants.
Yeah, man.
You cannot sit still. And what I'm nervous now because you keep disappearing because people keep texting you from downstairs and they're like, hey, can you come and get me up the elevator? Because there's a security check-in. There's got to have ID. Each person has to be on a list. You have to be accounted for. And a producer from the show has to escort Tommy to go downstairs and check in with the downstairs security guard. I mean, it's a lot.
And again, this cannot be understated. Every time I went down to get somebody, I would get a drink. And
You're
coming upstairs also, not just with my friends, but there's, you know, they have an audience full of people that are going to watch this show. You know what I'm saying? MJ's on the show tonight.
Well, what happens
Tommy's
is...
they all know me now. You know what I'm saying? You know, so they're all like, oh, Tommy.
You're not
Tommy.
Supposed to be out there. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, hey, how's everybody? You know, so I'm
You're
like,
not supposed to be walking. According to Watch What Happens Live producers, you're supposed to walk in once. You go and we wait in the green room until it's showtime. Tommy is walking in and out like he's like a hotel.
Like a brunch, bro. Like, I got two more, bro. Let's go.
Yes.
You know, like, and again, this is...
It was so bad.
This is my city, bro. You know what I'm saying? So like even the fans that are in the audience, I might not know you, but we're the fucking same people, bro. You know what I mean? Like we're the same people, I promise.
Oh,
so
God.
They're all being nice. Like, oh, Tommy, I love you. I fucking love you too, man. You know, so...
Well,
I just, she
I
knows
think you
when
have
I
to
get
say dr- one thing.
When I get drunk, I, you know,
friendly.
I get
you spread the love.
Yeah, man. I'm throwing you in a headlock. I'm giving you a hug.
Well,
I'm giving you noogies.
Well,
and she can tell you what happened next.
Well, okay. I want to say, I'm so nervous right now, sweating, thinking about this happening because I'm so glad that I was in the green room, kind of turning a blind eye, because this is so unprofessional and stressful. Like, if you really think about it, because Tommy comes back into the green room with red lipstick all over his collar, the buttons of his white button-down suit shirt.
One of it ripped off.
And it was open, and it's like on his undershirt. And I was like, what the fuck were you doing?
It looked like at prom, I got laid. You know what I
mean?
Like,
it was like, he was disheveled. And I was like, well, I don't think it's possible that he just like made out with a random girl, but given where we are right now. So I'm going to have to go ahead and chalk it up to, I just saw him put someone in a headlock when we were outside downstairs. So I guess that's what is just going to happen again and again for the rest of the night.
100%. 100%. Yeah, if you're ever around me and I'm inebriated, there's a good chance I'm going to throw you in a headlock and give you some noogies.
Exactly.
Ask Donnie Wahlberg, bro.
So this particular Watch What Happens Live, who am I with? I'm doing it with Mike Epps. Oh, my God.
Day-Day from Friday. I love Day-Day.
I'm dying.
Top flight security of the world, Craig, of the world.
I mean, for me to be able to sit next to a legend like Mike Epps for a Watch What Happens Live performance, and he was maybe a little nervous, like he was disappointed that I was with you, I think. I guess he's known as being like a big flirt. And then another legend, LMFAO.
Yeah, they were there too.
What's his first name? He just goes by LMFAO.
I think his first name is L.
I think he goes by LMFAO.
Yeah. And then it's Fa.
Oh, it was Redfoo. I don't think people understand your humor all the time. In this case.
You do. That's all that matters to me.
So this is like a big lineup.
We've actually been there since.
This is a big lineup.
It's a credit to Andy and that show that he's grown it, because when we went, the first time I went, I should say, you had been to Andy a bunch. It looked like in an office building. I mean, it still is, but like the backstage part of it looked like there was just, you know, cubicles and the dressing room.
The green room?
Green room was really just a conference room. You know, now when you go there, it's a deal, bro. It's a big deal. Like, there's, you know, a legit green room. There's the audience is getting shit-faced. There's a bar. So they've come a long way from, you know, back then.
So to paint the picture, it's a live show with the live audience. And when you walk in, you come up and you walk through the producers that are like sitting in their cubicles. And like, that was just not expected
to you
seeing everything, how it goes down for the first time like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm from New York. I worked in the city since I'm a kid. And it just looked like you went into like a job late night when everybody was gone.
Yeah.
And this is all very new to me. Like, what the hell is this? When you go back there now, it's a totally same difference. You know, the elevator opens up. There's people drinking. There's, you know, pictures being taken. It's got much more of a Hollywood, quote unquote, feel.
But the people drinking are not the people who work on the show.
No, obviously.
It's the studio audience.
The studio audience. And who are so fucking happy to be there.
It's exciting.
They are so happy to be there.
Overall, it was a legendary night. Tommy made his live TV debut. We were in the house with Mike Epps, Redfoo from LMFAO, who had that song. If you guys don't remember, his song, Party Rock, was on the charts for like 3 years straight. It was like, let's go party in the house tonight.
Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
Till the body don't have a good time. I can't remember. Party rocking till the house, till the break tonight. Oh, everybody have a good time. Party rocking till the break of dawn. No, party rocking in the house tonight. Everybody have a good time. Whew. All right, guys, moving on. We have our Q&A today. It's all about Andy. And here we go. I love this part because, Tommy, we asked our friends on social, send us your questions for our first time going to do Watch What Happens Live and how it was meeting Andy. Barefoot291 asked us, we know Andy loves a shady moment. What's the shadiest thing he's ever asked me? So I have to say, I just watched a bunch of clips from Watch What Happens Live. And I think that he has gone out of his way to save my ass. I think we all know the reason why you're at Watch What Happens Live is because you're in the hot seat. You're meant to be in the hot seat. You've got to be ready to answer any question that comes for you, any caller, anything that is tweeted in, and it is live and it is very scary. You have to be ready.
Well, it's, you know, Bravo's version of The Tonight Show, and it's all the shows on the network. So you kind of have to, you know, not to say that you're required to watch all the shows, but typically they're looking for, you know, people that are fans of the shows on the network, and you fall right into that. So when you go on there, you know, you definitely are on the hot seat because he's going to have questions for you, not just about your show, but about other shows and how engaged you are. And, you know, he takes you serious and your opinion is serious because he knows that you're so, like, it's like when Rappaport goes on. You know, he knows Rappaport's watching. He knows you're watching.
Shout out Michael Rappaport and Kibi.
His wife.
Well, I just have to say that Andy does ask tough questions, but that's what I'm there for. And I have to say, I feel like he has saved my ass more often than he's grilled me. Because I think that his pet peeve would be, and this is me just taking an observation from the years that I've known him, is I think that he would get irritated by somebody who is withholding. If you come on the show and cuss on live TV, you're going to rub them the wrong way because you're going to get them in trouble.
He's going to hate that. He's not a fan of that.
If you refuse to take off your sunglasses, you're going to rub him the wrong way. He's going to hate that. But if you're also like withholding and dishonest and lie to him, I don't think he likes that. And I think that he knows that I don't lie to him. Like I am messy, I'm turned up, but I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, I think that he also, you know, and this goes with the reunions too, he doesn't like when you're wasting time, you know what I mean? Like he likes you to be present and in the moment and be a professional, you know, knock this out, let's get this done.
Like by professional, like being real, that's what you're
to
do.
Yeah, absolutely, you know.
You're there to be real, you're there to be honest. You're not there to like squirm out of
and
things.
And you're not there to be a diva, you know
and
what I mean?
And you're not like, there to be dodgy and like try to like bob and weave.
Yeah.
And I think that if I may go so far as to say that I think that he knows, that Andy knows, that he's always going to get the best of me that I have. When I saw my old episodes of Watch What Happens, damn, I was twisted. Like my eyes were closed while I was sitting in that chair. My eyes were half staff. Like my speech was slurred. I could barely get a word out. Like I couldn't even finish a question because I like fell asleep and Andy would have to carry me. What's the word? Metaphorically, Andy would have to carry me home from the question. Like he'd have to walk the question back with me to move on. In like my early Shaw's days, he must have walked away going like, damn, I don't know who's going to carry that bitch home, but I'm sure glad it's not me.
All right, Kate in Porto, do you think he has a favorite on Shaw's? Yeah, I think he's got a favorite on any of the shows that are out there just because anybody else would too. You know, he has a favorite. He's not going to tell you, but I think he definitely has favorites.
I think it's human nature
to
have a favorite.
Exactly. Especially this is his life. He's built a life. Everything he has in his life is, you know, built upon these type of shows. So he's a fan first. He's definitely going to have favorites. He's definitely going to have people that he thinks brings the milkshake to the yard.
And just to clarify, Kate and Porto, thanks for asking the question. Tommy and I are just saying what we think. Andy doesn't send us memos saying like to my favorite Shaw. Like by no stretch of the imagination do we actually.
Yeah, I'm not saying that we're his favorite Shaws. I'm just saying I think he has favorites with any of the shows that are on the network.
Yeah, like you know what I love to do though? I love to speculate. I love to observe Andrew Cohen while he is communicating in nonverbal ways. That's where you get the meat of your communication.
Life_imitatesart. I'll answer this.
Tommy?
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
If you really want to know what someone thinks, watch them. Don't listen to the words that come out of their mouth.
To a certain extent. Life underscore imitates art. Is he nice to everyone? From my experience, he is.
Yes.
From my experiences, he is. And I'll take it a step further. You know, he understands, he gets it, that for some of these people, they're real big fans, you know, and he's a representation of not just himself, but of the network, of the Bravo universe, and he gets it, and he wears that. If you just watch and observe, like she was just saying, you know, you could see that he's engaging with the people that he sees and that he meets, you know, and this is a nightly show. This is going on every night, so we only see one night. If that's what he's doing every night, that's a lot to ask of someone, and he does it real well.
He gets the assignment.
Yeah.
Right. I just wanted to say that Andy is so down to earth and like unaffected. I think that he is well aware that the one experience that he's going to have with his fans are going to be something that they're going to remember a lot longer than he will. He goes out of his way to make sure that it's a good impression.
Perfectly put. Michael Jordan used to say that too, that the reason that he played every game and the reason he came out every night, he did his best because he knew that for some fan in the audience, that might be the only time they ever get a chance to see him play, and he didn't want to ever lay an egg. And it's the same thing with Andy. He understands, he gets the assignment, like you said, that for some of these people who are very, very passionate fans, it might be the only chance they ever get to meet him, and he doesn't flip that off. He takes that seriously, and it might be 10 seconds. It might be 2 minutes, whatever it is, he's going to give you his attention and you're going to walk away feeling like I just got to meet Andy Cohen and that was awesome.
And our last question is from Lisa Marie 123. How involved is Andy with casting, guidance, and advice? One of the misnomers, and I see him getting this on Twitter all the time, and I see him having to address this over and over. Like people will like go on our page and be like, fire so-and-so, get rid of so-and-so.
Tell Andy to do it. Yeah. Or tell Andy to do it. Or that something happened and that's because Andy wanted it. You know what I mean?
This is all Andy's fault.
Yeah. From my experience, he's got nothing to do with Shaz, aside from the reunions, but he does everybody's reunions.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely.
But that's also because he's a fan. You know what I mean? Like, he's a legit fan of the show as well. It's one of the longest shows on the network. So, like, he watches the show.
Well, there's Orange County. Then there's Atlanta,
I understand, but he produces those shows, so he has a working interest in those shows, not just a passing interest as a fan. He watches your show strictly as a fan.
Andy likes to say he is an employee of Bravo, just like the rest of us, except for, like you said,
the shows in which he produces.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's built a big career for himself otherwise. I just don't think he has the bandwidth to be responsible for all the things that people think he's responsible for. He couldn't do it and still do the things that he does, where he goes on tours with, with
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper, and he's writing books, and, you know, he does his own appearances. Like, he just wouldn't have the time to do it.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for submitting questions. You know, we couldn't. That's a part of the show everybody likes. We couldn't do without your input.
And remember, guys, go to the tillthedirtpodcast.com, sign up so that we can let you know when the merch is dropping. We're picking out some really fun, cozy, comfy t-shirts and swag that I think will be really fun conversation starters.
And now, just to reiterate, it's Till the Dirt Podcast on all social, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, the big boys, I guess. Not all of it, but the big boys. Till the Dirt Podcast.
Be careful out there, stay safe, and we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ. We're so happy you're coming on this journey with us. It would mean so much to us if you would rate our show, give us 5 stars, leave a nice comment, and subscribe so that you can stay up to date with all our new episodes. You could also follow us on all platforms at Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ. See you next week.